No one has ever isolated a virus. This is admitted by modern science, who claim it's impossible. So instead, they mix it with a soup of other genetic materials, run it through a computer, and create what is known as a consensus genome. The theory that the invisible virus is a lie was put forth nearly 30 years ago by William Bramley in his book, The Gods of Eden, where he outlines thousands of years of human culling events. He points out how during the Black Death, sightings of humans dressed in black and wielding what were described as scythes were seen before an outbreak of the plague. Bramley suggested that the scythes may have been tools designed to spray poison gas. Denis Raincourt suggests that there has never been a virulent pathogen, including the bubonic plague, and that these historic mass death events are done deliberately by oppressive systems to maintain population control. If you want to routinely cull the population, then an invisible virus that you cannot see or prove would be the perfect lie. In the 1930s, engineer Royal Rife created microscopes capable of magnifying material over 17,000 times. Modern microscopes can only provide a magnification of about 2,400. We've been denied the magnification required to actually see if a virus exists. This idea first gained a foothold during the HIV/AIDS scare, when people such as Peter Duisberg, Kerry Mullis, and Celia Farber were exposing the lies of Anthony Fauci. And it gained serious traction during the COVID era with the work of Andrew Kaufman, Tom Cowan, Denis Raincourt, and Dr. Lee Merritt. Dr. Lee Merritt studied the official test for SARS-CoV-2 and found they are actually testing for the Homo sapien genome, which is highly suspect. And there are many other suspicious facts. They test our nose, which, like a filter, is full of foreign contaminants. The PCR tests are being deliberately overcycled to find falsified results. What we are told is a deadly virus looks identical to an exosome, a naturally occurring part of cellular cleansing. The first scientific publication created to disseminate information to the public was named after an ancient altar used for ritual sacrifice called Pergamon. And the first editor was Mossad agent Robert Maxwell. Over 100 years ago, doctors were well aware of how deadly parasites could be to the human body. John D. Rockefeller's main advisor, Frederick Gates, convinced Rockefeller to modernize medicine by eradicating hookworm, a parasite that was known to be the biggest cause of disease back in 1905. Up until the 1980s, textbooks were not talking about viruses as the cause of disease. They were talking about parasites. Today, while animals require routine deworming, modern science says that it's not a problem for humans. After decades of research, a group of German doctors found that every single cancer cell contained parasites, and that if cancer treatments such as chemotherapy failed to kill all of these parasites, then the parasites will be given the perfect conditions to spread throughout the body. The parasites start in the bloodstream and spread to other parts of the body where they grow into cysts. Under a microscope, parasitic cysts look identical to what we call tumors. They had films, they published papers, but it all got buried. Because if 100% of cancer patients have parasites, then parasites are likely causing cancer. And today, the COVID shots, which we know are destroying natural immunity, are creating turbo cancers. Having a lapdog under the age of 5 increases the chances of getting multiple sclerosis, which cannot be explained by MS being an autoimmune disease, but can be explained by brain parasites. Pathologist Alan McDonald studied the brain and spinal cords of dead MS patients, and they all had parasites. We all have parasites, brain parasites being the most dangerous, and the parasite Toxoplasma gondii has a significant ability to infect the human brain. And it is found in insects, which is probably why they want us to eat bugs. The good news is that there is a remedy to these parasites. A healthy immune system can take care of most of them, which requires good nutrition, regular exercise, peace of mind, and love. And routine parasite cleanses can take care of the rest. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.